Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
And that means that you're Julie.
That's right.
And I'm Christine Marie. Hi, everyone.
I don't have a moral dilemma for you today. Well, I kind of do, but not a personal one. Mm-hmm. We were listening to Dan Savage this week or last week, and he was bringing up a BuzzFeed in an article.
Which is now our new thing, BuzzFeed.
Right, because we were given a text from Hillary, Doug's daughter, and saying, came across this BuzzFeed article about Cardi B's new song, WAP, which we'll discuss in a little bit. and she said, and I thought of you guys right off the bat.
Right.
Which, if you don't know what the WAP song is, we'll talk about that. We'll let that dangle a little bit in the ethers.
All right. The dangling WAP song.
Yes. Not to be.
Is that like the thing that dangles at the back of your throat?
Exactly. That could be the dangling thing I'm talking about.
Or a dangling participle.
Yes, one of those dangling things. Yes. But Dan Savage talked about this idea of this BuzzFeed quiz, mm-hmm. where they give you 10 different scenarios.
Right.
And then you're supposed to decide if this is cheating or, as Dan would say, cheating adjacent.
Or not cheating at all.
Or not cheating at all.
And that's the most fascinating thing, is what people thought was not cheating. Can I say why?
Tell me, because I was going to go. We've had this discussion today, how you pick back, I black, I pick white. We're just like always opposite.
Yes. And it's like a good checkerboard.
Yes. You said we had discussion about clouds. Now, Julie, is this sky partly cloudy or partly sunny?
We did.
And I go, what are you thinking? And then
when you find out what I was thinking, you took the opposite.
Right. And you said you're surprised at what people are thinking as cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that people are thinking is not cheating.
Well,
no. What did you say?
What I realized was, which I was schooled by Dan Savage.
Yes.
Was that my definition of cheating was not narrow enough.
Right.
Because if I had a narrow definition of cheating, then it would be a lot more funner life.
That's exact. Hello.
Hello, people.
You'd have a cornucopia of activities that you can get around, that you can have.
That's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
Oh, that's not cheating.
You know, Christine and Norman had this discussion years ago when they were 19 years old. Let me tell you, there's only one cheating going around, and that's P&V. But anything else is not cheating.
Anything else is not cheating.
I'm sure that conversation came up. No.
Not really.
But in this day and age, it has to come up, right?
It has to.
Because there's so many varieties of ways that you can have cheating adjacent activities.
Right. I'm curious, Julie, as to some of the
scenarios. Here's one scenario that came up, Mom. Okay. You tell me, and let's guess what the audience said was the thing. Don has been dating his girlfriend, Amy, for 2 years. Whenever his ex, Lily, comes into town, hello. Oh, no. that was my boombox. I wanted to play a little bit of some segments.
And it just turned off.
And so we may not be doing that today, but we'll see. Better. But anyway, whenever his
something
ex,
about
Lily,
Don,
comes
Amy,
into town.
Amy and Lily, yeah.
Yeah. They go out for dinner. They never hook up. But they go up to dinner. But the problem is, this is where I consider the problem. Mm-hmm. Don doesn't tell Amy about these dinners. Is this cheating? So Don goes out with his ex, but nothing goes on. Just a friendly dinner, mm-hmm. to reminisce about old times. Mm-hmm. Is that cheating, Mama?
Yeah. Well, here's the part that's crappy. He doesn't tell Amy.
Yes.
That he's seeing Lily. Now, if he told Amy, I would say no, it's not cheating with a small C-H.
Well, it's interesting. Their options are not cheating adjacent. Their options are, it's not cheating, but it's definitely sketchy.
Sketchy.
Yes. Yes, it is definitely cheating, or no, it's not cheating. Now, the weird part, 11% said, oh, this is cheating.
Ah.
And most said, 85% said, mm-hmm. it's not cheating, but it's definitely sketchy.
Sketchy.
I think it's sketchy.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like there's an emotional component,
right,
to the relationship, which, you know, if you're, now here's the thing too. They've been dating 2 years. That's enough. I don't know how old Don and Amy are, but that's enough to say we have a legitimate relationship.
Right.
We respect each other, and we do not keep anything from each other.
I'm a big proponent of, if it happened once, you don't need to share it. But this is an ongoing thing. Whenever his ex is in town, they go out to dinner.
Right.
Okay, this is
once
not
a month.
Yeah, this is not just, hey, I saw my ex on the street.
Right.
Grabbed a cup of coffee.
Right.
I don't know if I need to talk to tell my girlfriend about this.
Right. Or I just forgot.
Or I just forgot. It's like, it's not a big dealio, you know, and so forth. So that's kind of where I'm at, you know.
Yeah. And I'm at the same thing. I just think that if he had told Amy and she would say, oh, that's okay, and that's fine. But if she said, you know what, I really don't like that.
Yes.
I would like him to honor that.
So I think we're both on the same page as the masses are. Mm. 85% said sketchy.
Sketchy.
And I think the key word is, it happens frequently. And he chooses him to tell his girlfriend.
Right, right.
So Marshall borrows his boyfriend Barney's phone to make a quick call.
Marshall and Barney?
Yep. While he's using his phone, Marshall notices a bunch of pics from other guys saved to his camera roll. Barney says it's okay because he's never done anything physical. Is this cheating? Now, I want to know.
We don't know how long the relationship is.
Yes. Let's say it's 2 years.
We'll use a 2-year mark.
2-year mark.
Okay.
Because basically, you guys know each other enough to think we could be in it for the long run.
Right.
Huh? I don't.
And also, once again, Barney does not tell Marshall.
Right.
That he has, we're assuming dick pics, right? Or some kind of pics.
Pictures. Let's just say they're a little bit sketchy pictures.
Right.
Because they're just old pictures of you and guys hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
And the rugby team.
Yeah. Then it's like, no big deal.
Right.
You know, I've got pictures of guys in my phone. No, I don't really. I really don't.
Get rid of those.
Yeah. I have pictures of family on my phone. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't count. But I do know, now I'm being overgeneralizing right now. Okay. I have someone who's gay in my family, but we never talk about this stuff because he's like my dad's brother. I just think that would be a boundary not to cross. So, but I don't know if he feels this way because he's pretty straight laced.
Right.
You know, I would consider him a conservative gay man.
You're wondering how he would feel if he discovered
his boyfriend
in his boyfriend's phone.
Right. First off, because they're both older than my dad, mm-hmm. I'm thinking they're not taking pictures with their phone, with their iPhone. That's just like, really?
Too much technology.
Too much technology. But with Dan Savage, he says that you just don't know gay guys. Gay guys are pretty much loose.
They like to send pictures.
Yes. And they're okay with it. Mm-hmm. But it should be all out in the open, like mm-hmm. not a big deal.
Right.
And so I think that's the thing. Like, it's just not a big deal.
And I think that's what I think, too. Like, if Marshall is not embarrassed by it or whatever, he should bring it out in the open and go, hey, look, I got more pics today.
And I think that's the thing. It's the idea of not sharing.
No, wait. Barney. I'm sorry. Barney.
Whoever's taking the pictures. But first of all, like, how come he's on his camera roll?
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Like, you'd have to actually, like, if you have to go in and look at my, open up my icon that says pics.
Oh, got it.
They're just not on the front.
Oh.
So he went in there. He kind of, like, broke a boundary and went into the phone.
Somebody's phone.
Personal feeling is this.
Yeah.
You don't have anything on your phone that you don't want somebody else to see.
I agree with that.
And it's like an email. Never send a text or an email that you're embarrassed to have somebody else look
at. I totally agree.
And if you play by those rules, you'll never get caught on anything.
Right.
So that's how I'm at. But they said this is 50%. 50% said it was cheating. 50% of people said if you catch your guy with pictures of other guys or gals on his phone, it's cheating.
But like
you said, we don't know what these pictures are about.
Also, too, you know, think about the phone as an energetic vehicle.
Yes.
Let's say you got 25 pictures of men in your pocket then.
Yes.
The energy of 25, let's say they're halfway naked men.
Right,
in
okay.
In your pocket.
Let's say that.
That's, I don't know if that's quote unquote like actual 3D P&B.
Now, what if, like, I was doing this future visioning technique with Jack Canfield, and what you're supposed to do is have can have a picture, a future picture of yourself.
A vision board.
A vision board, but so precise, like an actual picture of your future self, that you're supposed to literally put in your front pocket so that you carry your future self with you at all times.
Uh-huh.
What if that, all those pictures were just his ideal man?
Right.
Like, I hope to inspire this someday. You know, like, I want to have this guy's body, this guy's career, this guy's hot car. I got them all on my phone. I put the phone in my pocket. These are all my future
yes,
vision.
Exactly.
He's just not spinning the right story.
Yeah, he's just not telling Marshall the right story.
Exactly. But the idea that 50% said it was cheating, that's shocking.
Did the other 50% say that...
It's sketchy.
That Marshall's a big fat going into somebody else's private business?
Yeah, exactly. 7% say, no, it's not cheating. That 7% is saying, hey, asshole, don't go looking at my pictures.
Right, exactly.
If you don't know... If you don't.
They're the ones that are like going, oh, shit, I got a phone full of pictures.
Exactly. Like, stop it. And then you're going like, well, where are you getting these pictures from?
Yeah, you know, they need a jitterbug just like I have.
Exactly. So number three, Allison. So I'm shocked at the results a little bit about cheating.
Yeah.
I don't consider it cheating.
You got to have a...
It's sketchy, but not cheating.
Yeah.
Come on. Like you said, narrow the definition of cheating.
Right.
Mom, this was wise of you. You've said that before my whole life. Like, hey.
Keep narrowing your definition of things.
Yes, exactly.
until it fits you.
Until it fits you. Exactly. So Allison and Emily are happily engaged. I just love the fact that they are intentionally making sure that they pick every romantic situation possible.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to have a poly going on in here somewhere.
Allison and Emily.
Yeah. They're happily engaged. Allison is a real nerd and likes to role play fictional characters online. Sometimes she'll role play sexy scenarios with other people online, but only in the form of a character. Is this cheating? Now, this is what I got to know, too.
Yeah.
This is so effing wild what the results are.
Yeah.
You got some people... taking these poll that really have a really broad definition of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get what they're saying? So she's got this character named Evita, you know, playing Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And her character's got the big boobs and the tall things. And you know, she comes across another character.
Is it in a video game?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's call him Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 6-pack and 8-pack up to Yahoo and all that stuff.
But she's engaged to Emily.
In real life.
Yeah.
IRL, in real life.
Yeah.
But on the game, she's not. Her character is hot Evita.
Yeah.
Who swings a sword like no one's business and hooks up with Thor, and who can swing a
his sword.
Mm-hmm. 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 And you know, while they've just massacred their little the people they came in contact with, they got some time to kill online before they walk to the next, you know,
universe.
Yes, or however they do that, whatever goes on, and they get a little busy. You know, they keep hitting, you know, the button, you know, Alt-1, 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 Alt-1. Oh, my God, you know, until explosions occur. I don't know how it works, okay? Do you think that's cheating?
I'm still stuck on the fact that she's a nerd.
Yes.
I want to know that definition.
Yeah.
Oh, she's such a nerd. She gets in there, her hot outfit with her breasts heaving.
Exactly.
And the tall boots. Yeah, that's a nerd.
That's a nerd because online.
Yeah.
Listen, in the future, when everything is online, we're going to have to really define what cheating is.
Yeah, especially when you can just put that thing on your head.
Yes.
And you can just like, it's already feeling like, it feels like really doing it.
Do you think it's cheating? And your definition of cheating, is it cheating?
No.
37% says not cheating, but sketchy. Would you even call it sketchy?
Yeah. Sketchy.
Okay.
Small s.
This is really interesting. 37%
it just
sketchy.
It reflects the fact that perhaps she's just not as happy as we'd like her to be.
I remember
in
playing
her relationship.
The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm. With me.
With you. And I beat the game.
We played it
for a month straight. Yeah. And then once we won, it just
done.
Lost all its...
Yeah, it was in. We couldn't even go back to the beginning.
This was not an interactive game, though. It's just one character doing its stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not chit-chatting on the side. I don't have a character. I'm a little hobbit. Mm-hmm. There's nothing turning me on about this. I would be curious, though. I would tell you something. Unless it becomes an addiction, I don't even think it's sketchy in my definition of cheating.
Right.
Unless you're always now going out and searching for Thor.
Oh.
Now that might be coming like, are you searching for Thor?
That's just like me and my Pogo Man.
Yeah. Tell me about the Pogo Man.
No, well, I have this guy that I play Pogo with every once in a while.
Pogo?
I mean, Scrabble. His name is Slim Texan.
Ooh.
And we play really good together. We always play like three games. Mm-hmm. He's like a lot better than me. He's got higher numbers, higher scores.
Okay.
But sometimes he lets me win. And we always have fun talking. You know, we have our chat box.
Got it. Okay.
And would you call that what I do, cheating?
If you guys, okay, if it,
I'd if we decide to meet in real life,
yes,
that's cheating.
Or even talk, even text each other. Like if it, once it got out of the
Pogo game,
yeah, it's cheating.
Yes, I agree with you.
I don't even care if you said, ooh, your avatar looks so hot. And he goes, oh, you've got a pretty smile, little lady, you know? And you're like, I don't even think that's cheating. I think that's just being flirtatious and funny.
Right.
But then if he goes, oh, how about you give me your number and I'll start texting you?
Right.
Wink, wink, which means sexting you.
Right.
And you're like, uh-oh, that crosses a line.
Yeah.
But if it's just all on Scrabble game.
Yes, that's right.
Which is very interesting. I don't want to do a sidetrack, but you had something interesting come up to this week on Scrabble.
Yes.
And it never happened before.
Which was?
The moderator broke into your Scrabble game to yell at you two.
Right.
Because the girl that you were, the person that you were
playing
started telling you that you were an effing idiot.
She said you, I had played her before.
Yes.
You know, and she's just a brutal player. She's very good.
Yes.
But she demands that you be fast.
Right.
And I'm just not as fast for her.
No.
And she started calling me an effing idiot, but actually calling me the effing word.
Yeah.
You know?
She didn't put the asper.
The moderator broke in and said there will be no cursing.
Yes.
Otherwise you'll not play. And she was like, but she's an effing moron. And
yeah.
Like, and I just said, oh, Lady Cameroon, which is what her name is.
Yeah.
Nice to see you again. I see that you're drinking before lunch. So sad. You know, and I don't know what else to say to her because she's like, everything's in caps.
Yeah.
And she's so mean.
She's mentally ill.
Yeah, but she's a great Scrabble player.
But you can be both. Or the fact is this. She has to get her anger out somewhere.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I would prefer her to get it out on Scrabble than with her family.
Yeah.
If she can, like, be a creep to you
and
then go play Scrabble with her kids and be all nice and loving.
Yeah.
You know what? That's okay.
Is that
okay?
I took you for the team. But, you know, I actually, after that, though, I had a hard time not being upset myself with myself.
Because you didn't step in. Why?
I just kind of
went down to her level?
No, but it kind of stayed with me for the rest of the afternoon. It was just like, ooh. And Dad has witnessed it.
Oh, so it was like he saw it and it made
me
feel
bad afterwards.
Oh, I see.
He saw me get rattled.
That's why you were upset, because it got you rattled.
Yeah.
You're not a Marine, Mom. You weren't trained as a Marine.
Yeah.
They go through scenarios where they're like humiliated and they still have to perform. You know, that's not you.
Wasn't me.
That wasn't you.
No.
You rang the bell during SEAL training.
I was humiliated.
You got out of there.
You rang the bell. I got in the water and then
you're like, screw this.
She's not. She can't even hold her breath.
Yeah. I'm not SEAL material. So I think that if whatever you did with Slim Texan, as long as it stayed on Pogo, it's just flirting, not even cheating.
No.
You didn't ever tell Normano anything.
No.
It's all good.
Right.
But a moment,
I agree with you on that one.
So the fact that 35% thought it was cheating.
Wow.
Too much.
Yeah.
And the 35% said it was, or 33% said it was just sketchy. Like, that's kind of, I get that a little bit, but still too much. But then the other 30-something percent said, not cheating at all. And you know why?
Because they're doing it.
They are definitely doing it.
But wouldn't it be fun, though, to have, like, this alter ego persona?
I think it would be awesome. Yeah. I just don't have the time or the energy.
Or the grit, the impetus.
Like, oh, let's design a...
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm too busy. Watching.
I know.
Watching.
NCIS.
You know. Yes, exactly.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell, sailor.
So John and his girlfriend, Serena, go to a party. Now, while Serena is outside, John plays a game of spin the bottle with the rest of the group. Oh, how old is this girl? Serena walks in on him kissing another girl. John says it was just part of the game. Is this cheating? Okay. Why would I know? How old are these people? First off, I think it's, I don't think it's cheating. I think it's poor judgment.
Yeah.
But not cheating.
Yeah.
And also kissing, like, one peck or like making out.
Right.
Because spin the bottle when you're in fifth grade is a kiss, is just a really a kiss.
Yeah.
Now, then spin the bottle in high school is a little bit more.
That usually when that happens, they go into the closet.
Typically, it's closet time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, spin the bottle as adults. Are you going on the floor? Come on, my knees. I'm not going on the floor. There is nothing in my reality that I'm playing spin the bottle anywhere. Just no. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So you avoided that question.
So let's see. What do you think? Do you think it's cheating?
No, it's not cheating.
Think it's sketchy?
I think that it's a couple of drunk people. She was out taking a piss.
75% says cheating. 75%.
Oh, my God.
Guys, your view of cheating is way too expansive.
Oh, my God.
75%? Oh, okay. No. Now, see, I think because she went outside, and while she was outside, this all went down.
Yeah. I better hurry up and play spin the bottle now. Yeah.
My turn. My girlfriend's outside. I better spin now. We're just playing a game. Playing a game. Marissa and Alex have been dating for a few weeks. See, Alex,
we don't
gender
know.
Neutral. No. Marissa could be gender neutral. I don't know. Marissa recently went on a camping trip with a group of friends, including her ex, Ryan.
Which is another name we don't know.
Yes. There wasn't much space. So Marissa and Ryan ended up sharing a tent. And is this cheating?
Now, did they share a sleeping bag?
That's what I want to know. The answer is no, a tent.
Yeah. No, it's not cheating.
It's not cheating at all. No. Nothing happened. Yeah. Not cheating. They have seen each other naked.
Two weeks.
It's just not a big deal.
It's 2 weeks into that relationship as well.
Oh, the new relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh God. Forgive. It's not cheating at all.
No.
Let's just see. Oh, good. 58% says not cheating.
Okay, good.
No, but definitely sketchy. I don't even think it's sketchy.
No.
They know each other.
Yeah.
They're not sleeping together.
It is what it is.
Only 12% said it was cheating. Thank God. That's a little bit more rational. Jeff and his boyfriend, Steve, are in a long distance. Readers again. Jeff and his boyfriend are in a long distance relationship. Jeff spends a lot of time with his friend Tim, who is very flirty. But Jeff and Tim flirt a lot, but never do anything physical.
They flirt a lot. Okay,
just flirt.
Got it.
Jeff has never mentioned Steve to Tim. Is this cheating? A lot of not mentioning stuff. I think it's sketchy. I don't think it's cheating though.
I don't think it's cheating. I don't think it's cheating.
34% thought it was cheating.
Oh.
34% thought flirting with a guy was cheating.
No, he's his friend, and his friend is flirty. You know, like on Will and Grace?
Yes.
Jack. Jack is a flirty friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how he and Will, that's a relationship.
And maybe now.
And yet Will has a long-distance relationship.
Yes, with a really hunky man that lived in England.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I want to say one thing about, I think you're bringing up Will and Grace, because I've learned a lot from Will and Grace over the years.
That's right.
The one thing, though, I want to say is that I don't even think you'd have to tell your partner about Jack. Jack is just Jack.
Yeah.
He's just flirty. I think nothing of it.
Right.
He's my friend. He's flirty. I don't have to tell you anything.
No. He's just Jack. Until you
will know my friend.
Right.
So I don't even think it's cheating at all. Not even sketchy.
Thank you
for bringing that up. I would have been against the masses because they said it's not cheating but sketchy. 58%. 34%. Yes, this is cheating. Oh, my God. We've got a lot of judgy people out there. It's weird because I feel that the world is so sexualized that I'm surprised these are the numbers.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I don't see 60-year-olds and 50-year-olds going on BuzzFeed filling out this quiz.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's a millennial quiz.
Yeah.
But the thing that millennials are this... have this such a finite definition of cheating.
Yeah.
Or no, such an expansive definition of cheating. You know, like...
Yes, it
makes me feel freaky out.
Yes,
okay, Frankie and Jonah decide to take a break from their relationship to focus on themselves, but hope to get back together. hope to get back together. They don't specify any rules other than taking some space. 2 days into the break, John hooks up with Grace. Is this cheating? 44% said no, not in any sense of the word.
I agree.
28 said yes, this is cheating. 28% said no, it's not cheating, but definitely sketchy. I am totally off on this.
Which one? What did you think?
I would have said sketchy. I would have said cheating.
Even though they broke up?
2 fucking days later.
Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah.
2 days.
The ink isn't even dried.
The ink's not even dried yet.
Yeah.
When I read the storyline, mm-hmm. I thought he hooked up with somebody in Greece, but it was Grace.
Huh?
He went to Greece right away, and he broke up with me because he wanted to party in Greece.
Right.
You know. I mean.
Here's the thing. Here's how I would feel about that.
Yeah.
If it was only 2 days and the guy hooked up and he wanted to get back together again.
Yeah.
I would say no.
That's exactly
because
right.
That's just not
like, dude, you, not, we were only broken up for 2 days.
Right, exactly.
How are you working on yourself?
Yeah, I was still crying.
Yeah. You know? I'm still freaking out.
Yeah.
If he didn't say for the hopes of getting back together, I would have said not cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea on the hopes of getting back together, like.
Oh, was that, did they say that?
Yeah. Like the hopes that of was getting, the thing.
They that really said that?
But hope to get back together.
Oh.
If you hope to get, they only are breaking, they're having a break to focus on themselves.
Oh, well, he was just lying.
Yeah, he's a cheater.
He's a cheater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a cheater.
I just changed my mind.
Oh, yeah. You're an effing cheater.
I missed part of that question. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's a cheater.
Yeah.
This idea, that's the Ross and, not Monica, oh, God, from Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Can't think of her name. Oh, cannot believe I can't remember her name on the show.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, but she didn't put her name in the show.
I can't. Let's just say Jennifer
Ross
Aniston.
And, oh, my God. Can't believe it. Anyway, it's that dilemma. Because Ross, on a break, sleeps with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
upset.
Did they
have a baby then? Or?
Oh, it's a long, drawn-out scenario. It's not worth repeating. But yes, they had a baby at some point.
Okay.
Okay, so now here we go again. We're almost done. Ben and Paul have been seeing each other for a couple of months, but haven't explicitly defined the relationship yet. Okay, just a couple of months, no defining relationship. Mm-hmm. One night, Ben runs into Paul and sees him on a date with someone else. Is this cheating? I don't think it's cheating, mm-hmm. but I think it's telling.
Mm-hmm.
You would say it's information.
Yeah.
You haven't discussed it yet, mm-hmm. but then you know, oh, I That's thought what we I were kind of exclusive.
Yeah.
And I'll have to see if I'm interested in still dating you.
A couple of months, they should have been having some kind of conversation.
Because I think in a couple of months, you kind of know who you're
like
going
when
out
I was,
with.
When I was first dating Norm.
Yeah.
Just like first dating. Like
right,
maybe,
because within 6 months, you were knocked up and yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah, but this was like a couple of weeks into the relationship.
Okay, got it.
And he was helping a sorority sister move that day. And I had a cheer at a game that night. So he wasn't there, but one of the girls goes, oh, I saw Norm at the sorority house helping so-and-so move, and I heard he kissed her.
Mm.
I don't know. I heard she kissed him. Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
So then that night, Norm rolls in during the game that I'm cheering.
Yeah.
I remember it was like December or something, and he's wearing sandals or thongs. Mm. And
it's winter.
It's winter, and he's just wearing – And I go, oh, he's here. Is he expecting to see me? You know,
yeah.
He had made no plans.
Right.
And so after the game, I just said, you know what? I think we're broken up. I just think. Yeah. He goes, well, can you give me a ride home?
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, because I told my friends I'd get a ride home from you.
I have no car. So during the ride home, he stops and gets a thing of beer, like mm-hmm. a quart of beer in a brown bag. And so I'm taking him home, and he's just irritating me more and more. And I go, just get out of the car right now.
Norm is irritating you?
Yes.
Ah, surprise.
And it's dark out, and I don't even know where it's at. But I just drop him off. I just pull over. I go, just get out right now. We're done. And then so I drove off, and I realized I left this guy, and it's like 11 o'clock at night in the middle of the road. So I turn around and go back, and I realize it was at like a school building. And I had to climb a hill to go find him. And it was a small hill.
Yeah.
So I'm climbing, and it's dark out, and I can't see anything. But I hear this guy crying. And he's sitting on the railing of the school thing, just drinking a beer and crying. And I just go, oh, hey, you know, I'll take you home.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And he just comes running to me, like, he drops his beer bottle and smashes on the concrete. He goes, I'm sorry. I go, you better be. Like, how dare you kiss a girl? So, rules established.
Yeah, exactly. You set him
rules
up.
Rules established.
Exactly. I did not establish those rules for Doug. I kind of like a laissez-faire, kind of like, you know, if we don't have any kids together, we're not married, I guess, you know, whatever happens.
Rules established are not established.
My rules are not established.
Yeah.
Your rules were established, and he therefore never broke them,
right.
Which is good. So Maya goes, number nine, Maya goes to a bar with friends, her boyfriend. Oh, goes to a bar with friends. Her boyfriend, Pete, knows she's going out and is totally cool with it. Well, good for you, Pete. A few drinks in, though, Maya kisses one of her friends. She feels embarrassed the next day and tells Pete immediately, is this cheating? Well, first of all, don't tell Pete.
Why?
Okay, did she kiss a girl?
Who knows?
I think if she kissed a girl, she should definitely tell her boyfriend,
yes,
Pete.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Right? I think her boyfriend Pete would be like, I go, oh my God, honey,
yes.
I got to tell you something. I got totally drunk and me and Sarah, I totally kissed. Are you okay with that? Yes. Now, here's the other way. Oh my God, honey, I just want to let you know I went out and I totally got wasted, but I took a cab home, of course, and me and Frank totally kissed. What? What? You know, different scenario. They're not telling the whole story.
Right.
So do you think it was cheating? You're saying no.
I say no.
Do you think she should have told him?
Yes.
No matter what, boy or girl. Okay.
Yeah. Better to do that. Especially if you respect the relationship.
Now, this is very interesting. I find the results interesting here because 17%, which is the lowest score, said it's not cheating but definitely sketchy. So in some people's eyes, this is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
53% said, yes, this is cheating. Cheating?
Oh, my God.
It's like, okay, I'm not going to – I don't want to get the R-A-P-E word in place, but I'm going to a little bit.
Okay.
When I was growing up, we knew the definition of rape.
Mm-hmm.
Knew it.
Right.
But when I was – like somewhere when I was going to college, that definition got really broad.
Mm-hmm.
And blurry. And I kept thinking to myself, well, maybe this is like sexual – you know, I don't know, just different words.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we use rape, which is such a powerful, powerful word, to have this broad definition, there's a lot of rapists out there and a lot of people being raped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it lessens the magnitude of what rape really is.
I agree with you. And that's kind of why I use the word rapey.
Right.
Not in the, like, the, just like, so he's a rapey kind of a guy.
He's a rapey kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's not a rapist.
No.
He's a little rapey.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not making it fun. I'm not joking about this. Because being a woman, we've all had these situations come up.
You want to date Oscar? He's kind of rapey.
He's kind of rapey.
Yeah.
You know?
Beware.
I'm not saying he's a rapist.
No.
He's a little rapey.
Yeah.
And then the woman goes, gotcha.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Or you could even say he's a little, who's the black guy in prison?
Bill Cosby?
Yeah,
he's a little Cosby-ish. Yes. Got it. Okay.
you know exactly what that means.
Yes, exactly. So 53 said this is definitely cheating. I'm sorry, kissing's not cheating with a capital C.
No.
It could be. And then 30% said no, it's not cheating at all.
Mm-hmm.
And 17% sketchy. I don't even call it any of these. It's just a little bit drunk behavior.
Yeah.
Requires really nothing.
Yeah. And probably most of this stuff, all these scenarios are in the, you know, everybody's drunk in all these scenarios.
And because I'm not a drinker,
yeah,
I couldn't get away with that.
No.
I'm like, oh, Doug, I got totally drunk. Oh, you effing liar. You did not get totally drunk. I have never seen you drink. Oh, you're right. I just don't. Okay. So Brooke and Peyton are in an open relationship. Open relationship, keyword.
Keyword.
But have a rule.
Oh,
that rule. They need to tell each other before they hook up with someone else. One night, Peyton hooks up with someone at a party but doesn't tell Brooke until the next day. Is this cheating?
I think it's rule breaking.
It's rule breaking.
Yeah. It's not cheating, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you totally. They have an open relationship.
Yeah.
She did tell her just the day after. Yeah. She could have said this. I had no phone service. What am I going to do? I'm supposed to go out, drive a mile out of my way to contact you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you. We have this rule, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You can't say no anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what a dumbass rule. I hear that in poly relationships a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to have this rule we talk about beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like taking the thrill out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I got to tell you first. Oh, but, you know, come on.
We don't even get it, Jill.
I don't get it at all. Mm-hmm. Too much energy. There's much more stuff going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, 56% said it was cheating. Oh my God.
What?
56%. Did you guys not read the question?
Wow.
Open relationship.
Yeah.
All she did was not tell her beforehand, but after.
Right. She's a rule breaker.
She's a rule breaker, not a cheater.
And I'd like to see that rule. Is it written in
stone?
Yeah.
Or on like a scroll?
Invisible ink.
Invisible ink, yeah. With a, remember when they had pens and erasable pens? That fad came and left. I think because now everybody just uses their phone for everything. 24% said, not cheating, but definitely sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% said, this isn't cheating. I'm on the thigh, it's not cheating. Mm-mm. It's not even sketchy. It, you know, come on. So that was the end of our quiz. You and I are very similar in what we believe.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because you have been completely open about sex with me my whole life. So
yes.
I would imagine that you had...
what were those two rules that I used to tell you when you were like a child? Like number one was about sperm.
No, okay. That sperm is very, very aggressive and you don't even have to... He could ejaculate in a corner of the room and mm-hmm. it could find its way into your vagina.
Exactly right.
So, you know,
rule number one.
Yeah. Sperm will find its way.
That's right.
And that could be the fact that, like I said, you got pregnant unexpectedly with me. And so you're probably going, how did that happen? So
it finds a way, Julie.
It finds a way. Yeah. And the second was that doctors had to watch an abundance of porn.
A lot
to become desensitized to the naked body.
That's right.
And so, is totally wrong because...
But the reason I said that was because I wanted Greg to be a doctor.
And you felt like by doing that...
Yes.
He'd have his like... Greg,
you know, Greg.
I know you watch a lot of porn. I just want to let you know, you're setting yourself to be a great doctor.
Maybe I'll have one child that's a doctor.
Yeah, because Julie has no chance at all. She's just a moron. Yes, that's exactly. So there it is. Good to know. I hope you guys all learned some stuff about the world.
Yeah. That the world is at most sketchy.
At most sketchy. And you know what? Come on, people. If you want to be happy... Define your life in ways, give yourself rules that can be, that you can at least abide by.
I was going to say define your ways in very narrow.
Yeah, cheating.
Define the words very narrowly.
Right. I will be happy if I go to bed at night.
That's right.
I'm that Not happy.
Even, that's right.
I wake up in the morning. I'm happy. Great.
I'm happy if I find a bed that I can go to at night. That's
exactly. Right. That would make you happy.
That's right.
Okay. You know, define what your relationship, what cheating really is. Because the truth is, with all this new technology, we have given ourselves a multitude of different ways of communicating with the opposite.
Remember when...
With sex.
Remember when we thought Dad cheated? You came home and told me that Dad was cheating on me. And it was with a magazine.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't remember this at all. No, yes, exactly right.
You came home and said, Mama, Dad has a titty magazine.
In the truck. And you were pissed.
And I was.
And I thought it was a funny little story.
Yeah.
I was like really fun. I thought it was hysterical. Because I know you. You are pretty open about sex.
Yeah. And I said, how much did that magazine cost? Well, first of all, I said...
There were a couple, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's what the thing that drove you to the edge.
Oh, there was more than one.
Because you were... This was a time we were saving money. We were trying to save money.
Somebody had given it to Norm.
Yes. And then you're like...
And I found out that he bought them.
Yes. And that's what puts you over the edge.
Yeah. It was like a tough time financially.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you spent like $15
on these two titty mags? What's wrong with you? What is effing wrong with you? It's like, hello.
And your phone has a number, you know, all the porn you want.
I remember, this is a totally off subject thing. There have been a couple times in my life I have been embarrassed because I've needed tech support because of something that you did regarding porn. And then also, like, on Dad's phone, his phone wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. And I went to Verizon to help me. And he's like, oh, I go, this is my dad's phone. He goes, oh, I can't look at your dad's phone. I go, trust me, there is nothing on my dad's phone that's going to be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And then, except there's one thing on there, Adam Carolla's podcast, he named it some really highly sexual thing. Mm-hmm. He never does that, but mm-hmm. he just did that one time. Mm-hmm. And it just kept coming up and up and up. And I felt so embarrassed because this guy thinks my dad's a total sex fiend and that his daughter has to deal with it. And it's like, oh. But anyway, it was New Year's Eve. I was at a New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
You call me up at from a party and I go to the bathroom to answer the phone call. And you said, I don't know what to do right now. I'm like, well, what? Our computer is totally infected with a virus. I'm like, okay. I go, well, how'd that happen? And they go, well, you know how Adam Carolla or Joe Rogan talks about Pornhub? I'm like, oh my God. I go, we just kind of went on there just to see what's going on in the world, just to kind of see what no one was out there.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yeah. You know, just New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And we can't get off on big boobies or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for heaven's
sake. No, but that's where we were at.
Right.
But what happened was, what got infected was a whole bunch of gay sites.
Okay, got it. And I just said, turn off your computer. I'll deal with it when I get home.
Yeah.
So I bring it back online and I look, and I can't get it to clear up.
No.
So then I have to now call tech support that we pay every month for. And I call them up and I warn them. I go, sir, I just want to let you know this is going to be kind of embarrassing. But my brother came home from the weekend, and I don't know what he did, but he got totally, went on porn on my mom and dad's computer. But my brother came home for the weekend, and now I can't get it off. So I just want to let you know it's kind of embarrassing. I don't want to offend you. He's like, starts giggling. He goes, let me log on to your computer. And we got cleaned up.
I remember the last thing he said to you. Do you remember what it was?
He said, make sure your brother brings home his own computer.
He said, make sure you tell your brother how to do a...
Oh, yeah. A history swipe.
Yes.
Clear his history. Yes. Or his browser history.
Yeah, teach your brother how to clear his browser history.
So, Greg, I totally threw you under the bus with the tech guy.
Yeah, it's going, what's a browser history?
Yeah, what's a browser history? That ain't going to happen. I'm like, oh, it's so embarrassing, though. But I got through it. It was funny. And I told everybody at the New Year's Eve party, too, when it went down. They were like, how old are your parents? I go, well, they're young for their age. It's New Year's Eve, people. They're having a party. This is their party.
It's crazy. It's a crazy world.
Well, that's why I don't get people who do porn online. Because I like sex, you can get a virus from it.
Yes.
So I just never think it's worth it. No. I just never think it's worth it.
We never even think about porn being the pandemic it is.
It is hugely a pandemic. And I don't even know how to go there, because if you listen to Sam Harris's podcast, like mm-hmm. three podcasts ago, mm-hmm. this is totally a sad discussion, so I won't go too deeply in it. Mm. They were talking about all the porn, child porn that's online, mm-hmm. like the millions upon millions upon millions of videos and, you know, mm-hmm. pictures and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And what's really, and I just thought, but I'm just going to take this as a weird note here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so disgusting. You're just going, I can't even believe that people do this. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe it, right? And he said, the guy who's in charge of this, the FBI or whatever, he said, there's two things. There are people who are pedophilias, and this is their way of getting off. Mm-hmm. And that's a sickness. And he goes, I have compassion because I'm not born like that. He goes, but what's going on is that there's another part of the segment that is so addicted to porn, they have to go more extreme with their visual content to get it's just like a, it's like you take pot and then you're like, well, what about cocaine?
Yeah.
You take cocaine and you're like, well, what about crack?
Like a gateway.
It's a everything. Porn. And then all of a sudden you start looking at porn and now you're doing, and then you're like, well, why not look at this? Why not look at this?
Right.
The thing that I thought was very interesting, though, once the FBI identifies a kid that has been, you know, has their picture taken in a, you know, for child porn, later in life, even as an adult, they can sue people who've seen those pictures for compensation. And so even as an adult, you may get, like, your lawyer may go,
mailbox money.
Mailbox money.
What? But it's,
I know. I'm not saying that we should do this, but what I'm saying is, because they talk about that they're still being victimized. But and what they've done, like some people have said, that they just let their lawyer deal with all of it. Like, I don't want to know every time the FBI says we found another 500 people, you know,
have searched your
first for your picture. But by the way, here's $5,000 this month because we've arrested and sued, you know, and and like, great. Okay. So it's very weird.
Wow.
Very, very weird.
Wow.
And I'm just like, this is why I say don't. Just in just some ways, don't. Just don't stay.
Just don't.
Stay on the F, you know, the HBO porn.
Yeah.
It's kind of like softcore.
There's HBO porn.
There used to be. Showtime porn used to be around.
I don't remember any of that.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, you can't find anything R-rated anymore on our things. On HBO, we
can't. Well, okay, not. I think you just haven't dived deep enough into it. Maybe I don't know.
I mean, name me one R-rated show that I could watch on HBO.
Perry Mason's aren't rated R.
Perry Mason?
You see naked boobies all the time in there.
Maybe.
And sometimes they're dark.
It's a dark.
It's
show.
It's a dark show. Yeah.
It's a dark show.
It's a dark show. Okay. I'm going to bring up BuzzFeed one more time. We got about 9 minutes left of the show.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's going by so fast.
This is our BuzzFeed
which
episode.
We never do.
No.
But this happens to be a way it worked out this time. So I get a text from Doug's daughter, Hillary, which I adore. And not that I have to
preface it by preface saying it that.
But I think it's hysterical. Instead of, okay, we know about Cardi B right now.
Right.
She has a new song called WAP.
Right.
And if you ask, you know, Alexa, she'll say WAP.
Right.
WAP. You know,
WAP.
Okay. And it's all about your vajayjay.
Right.
And I'm not going to say the P word. I'm going to say the T word. Instead of.
What's the T word?
Tussy.
No.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Can I just call it Tussy?
Sure. I was going to call it Petunia.
I'll call it Petunia. We'll call it Petunia. Okay. So she's got a song out. It's a rap song.
Called Wet Ass.
No, it's called. Oh my God. I just now got it. I didn't know what WAP stood for.
You gotta be shitting me.
I'm not shitting you. I could not figure out what WAP stood for.
You're kidding me.
It's
Wet Ass Petunia.
Petunia. Now, so she goes, she sends me the link to the song and the article from BuzzFeed. Now, we've already heard the song. But so she says, LOL, thought of you guys when I saw this article on BuzzFeed about Tussie's petunias are the stars of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Which I think is just cute that she decided to send this to me and my mom. Lovely. I find that adorable. Okay. And then I go on saying that my mom has the words memorized. She plays this and she used to play Gold Digger. But now she does the WAP song.
To get up in the morning. Yes.
And I feel like such a moron right now. That I didn't know why they called it WAP.
Oh, my God, Jules.
Wet Ass Petunias.
Yes.
Got it. And then she says, oh, my God, I love it. I am also enjoying WAP and trying to learn the lyrics. And so that's so funny. Now, so then we go to, now here's the thing. Petunia is a sweet little word. You know, but the pornographic tussy word, we're going to call it petunias. I'm not that offended with it. I think it's a funny word.
We're not offended by it.
I'm not.
No.
Back in the day, though, it was really a nasty word.
Yeah.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Yeah.
When you were a little girl, when you said it, you had a, it didn't just roll off your lips.
No. No. I was a tussie. Tuesday.
Yeah, you thought it was funny.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I want to compare it. Now, I think it's so cute that the kids nowadays think that Cardi B's WAP song is so...
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do, people.
Yeah.
Right?
We're going to do a comparison.
We're going to do a comparison.
Yes.
Here, listen, young children of today.
I'm going to school you.
We played Cardi B's song.
Yes.
WAP.
And she
and
mentioned...
And guess how many times she mentions Petunia?
19.
1-9.
1-9. She mentions the Petunia word 19 times. You know, now,
hold
back
on,
in the day.
Hold on. Are we going to be able to play this?
No, we can't play it.
Can we try?
No, I mean, I don't. I think I can try.
Yeah.
No, I can't really try. Just play it up, guys.
Oh, it's going to be so much better if you play
it.
Oh,
I'll try. Okay, I'll try and play a little bit. Oh, no, I'm not playing the other one.
You're not?
No,
Oh. Anyway.
Okay.
The one that I wanted to play
yes.
said the Petunia word 25 times.
24 times.
24 times.
In a minute. So
and,
Cardi
and this
B's,
was in
Cardi
1990.
Let's say 1995.
Yeah.
96. It was until dusk. Dusk till dawn. Dusk till dawn.
Yes.
Quentin Tarantino played
yes.
and.
George Clooney.
Let me set the scenario
yes.
up for you.
Yes.
Okay. Harvey Keitel. Just lost his wife. He's a minister. He's got a daughter that's 17 and an adopted son from Korea. Okay.
Yeah.
Soul of the earth. But he's a pastor that's kind of lost his
faith. He lost his way.
Because his wife is killed in a horrible car accident.
Right.
And they're just good people. So he decides to cash in all of his money and house and buy a camper. And as a smart thing, he decides to take his kids on a road trip to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be totally wise.
Makes sense.
Yes. Now, before crossing the border, he decides mm-hmm. to go and spend one last night in a motel. He wants a real bed before he crosses into the
in the U.S.
In the U.S. Mm-hmm. So he gets a hotel room. And
I think it's more of a motel.
Motel, excuse me. And unbeknownst to him, we've got Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney, brothers, who are on the lam.
Who are, to say it in BuzzFeed terms, sketchy.
Sketchy. Sketchy, sketchy, sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to cross the border to Mexico because they have been done some bad things. And a side note, Kelly Preston's in this movie. She's the reporter talking about John Travolta and Quentin Tarantino's escapades. And God rest her soul because she just, you know, passed away,
yeah.
and, you know, and so forth. And I was listening to a...
John Travolta was in this movie?
No.
Oh.
Kelly Preston was.
But you said John Travolta and Quentin Tarantino's escapades.
Oh, no. I meant George Clooney.
Oh.
My bad. George Clooney. As far as I know, John Travolta's not in this movie.
Yeah.
But at that time, he could have been in every movie. I don't know. Uh-huh. So anyway, they kidnap the family and force them to take him over to the border.
Mm-hmm.
And they're meeting up with, they're supposed to meet him at this one bar called the
Titty Twister.
Titty Twister Bar.
Yes.
And at this point, they're going to then, you know, they just have to survive one night. They're meeting at dawn. So they get there at dusk, wink, wink, dusk till dawn. And they're just supposed to hang out at this bar until dawn. And the guy's going to come and take them. They're going to pay to have the new identities and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. The federales
yes.
are going to come.
And once again, unbeknownst to them, this bar is filled with vampires. Now, there is one scene I lost my shit in. And it's a scene as Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong plays a variety of characters in this movie. A variety. He is he's a patrol guy, a border guy. He's a federale. He's also the guy he has to come pick up the next morning, dusk till dawn. And he's also like a bouncer for the mm-hmm. bar, mm-hmm. trying to get people in, you know, like on the out in the stoop,
like
saying,
like at a circus.
Yeah.
He'd go like this, come and see
yes.
what's going on in the Titty Twister Bar.
Exactly. And so he has a minute scene where he says Petunia 24 times.
That's right.
And I literally lost my shit in this. And I thought, I laughed so hard. I thought it was the funniest thing. And at that moment, the Petunia word became my word for
ever.
Ever. I love that word so much. Yes. And I said the way he said it, and I go, this is the best word ever. So Google that. You can YouTube that.
Oh, go to the YouTube scene. We just went to Dusk Till Dawn, Cheech Marin's.
And yeah.
In front of the Titty Twister Bar.
Yeah. And he even says, he goes like this. He goes, dog Petunia, chicken Petunia, dirty Petunia. Hey, we got Petunia. You buy one Petunia full price, you get a second Petunia half off, or even for a penny.
He said, if you can find Petunia any cheaper, F it.
F it. And literally. So Carney D, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Carney D. Okay,
not Carney. Cardi D.
Cardi D.
Sorry, girlfriend. You might have thought you did the Petunia limit.
You might have thought you shocked us.
Yeah. 19 times, girlfriend, in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Cheech Marin did it 24 times
in one minute.
And I lost my shit then. And so, girlfriend, you're not shocking enough.
Not enough,
honey. Sorry about that. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
It was a Petunia Fest. No, it was great.
It was great. It was great.